studies show that taking regular relaxation breaks actually helps you get more done, and you're going to feel a whole lot better doing it. So that's where I try to appeal to people who are very busy, that it's not just about becoming a sloth, you know, not doing anything. It's about, you know, refreshing and recharging.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your digital marketing needs.
Today we had a phenomenal guest. We had Beth Freske from A Time for Expression LLC. And she talked a lot about her business and what kind of led her to kind of start this business. But she really focused on the importance of relaxation and really how you can do it in a short period of time. And I know for like entrepreneurs and business owners, we're always go, go, go. We have to go on to the next thing. But Beth was able to kind of bring us home and bring us in a more relaxed state and show us that it's not that you spend an hour or you go on an exotic long vacation to be able to be relaxed. Sometimes it's the little small things that you can do and being self-aware and understanding where your strengths and weaknesses are, understanding what might, you know, lead to frustration and be able to kind of work backwards and understand that if I just do this breathing exercise or I just do this or maybe I just close my eyes and meditate for a minute, it can actually have a huge effect on us being successful. So I really enjoyed this CEO chat just because Beth is a bubbly personality. She's always positive. You can hear it in her voice and hear how open and authentic she is. So sit back and enjoy this CEO chat with Beth Freske.
Thank you so much for kind of taking time out of your schedule to talk a little bit about yourself and your business. Usually to kind of just get us started, one of the first questions I usually have is just, could you tell us a little bit about you, who you are, your background, and what kind of led you to start your business?
Okay. Well, currently I'm a relaxation and life coach, but I started out in psychology. I have my BA in psychology from St. Olaf College, and then I earned my master's in counseling psychology at the University of St. Thomas. And I worked a little over 15 years in mental health. Started out in research, I did some psychotherapy support groups, and then the last almost 7 years I worked in inpatient psychiatry on an adult locked psychiatric unit. So that was very intense.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then during that time, like towards the end of it, I started seeing a life coach, and immediately I saw that was a much better fit for my personality. I'm much more of a supporter and encourager, and it just fit kind of my ideas of wellness and helping people discover their hopes and dreams. And then the relaxation training, I figured, well, I've been helping some of the most seriously disturbed individuals in the Twin Cities relax, so doing the general public should be a walk in the park, and it's been a really
nice there you go.
So, yeah, and so I've been doing my business. I started that in 2006, towards the end of 2006, so this is my 10th year, and I've really been enjoying doing both the relaxation training and the life coaching.
And when you talk about, like, the relaxation versus, I guess, you said psychology that you used to do. Is there a big difference, or is there a big transition that you had to make from that?
Well, the main transition was that the people I used to work with did have some serious mental health issues. Especially when I was in the hospital setting, you know, people suffering from severe depression and psychosis and, you know, manic phases, drug addiction, a lot of different serious issues. And so we worked with them in a more structured, treatment-focused way, whereas the big difference now with coaching is it's much more in the realm of wellness and being a sounding board for people and just helping them learn new ways to relax and to figure out what they want out of their life. So it's a much more carefree environment now that I'm working in. Right, before it was very intense, very like symptom-based, and now it's much more just about general life and hopes and dreams.
Interesting. Yeah, I've heard a lot about that from a lot of coaches that I've spoken with, and where they say that often if it's something that a coach can't help out with or is more severe, it's something that you might need to actually speak with a, I guess, a actual licensed, whether it be psychotherapist or whatever, it's something kind of beyond a coach. But it's great that you kind of have that background where you can kind of see both sides, and then you focused and decided to focus more on the life coach aspect.
Yes, it really helps having that background, because I can usually see pretty quickly if someone could use actual therapy. And since I know a lot of people in the field, I feel well equipped to make a good referral. And I do it in a very gentle way. I don't just say, oh, you need therapy. It's more just a discussion.
Right.
Yeah. Usually I'll, during a free introductory session, if someone is telling me things that I think would be better helped by a psychologist, then we'll just bring up the discussion. And if they want to go that route, I'm certainly able to refer people. And so it's really helped me having that background.
Awesome.
It gives me things to look for, you know, and if people are ready for coaching, it's usually they've got basically life handled. They just kind of want to take it to the next level. So that's where I come in, just kind of helping them figure out what that will look like for them.
Okay. So could you tell us now, I guess, a little bit more about your business and what it is you do? And could you even define a little bit more about what a relaxation and a life coach actually does in that realm?
Sure. Now, for me, since I do both, with my life coaching clients, I also offer relaxation training as a part of their program, and it's an optional part. So if I start working with a life coaching client, they might also attend one of my weekly classes, or they might do an extended life coaching session that adds some relaxation training in on an individual basis. So, you know, I meet with clients about every other week, and they talk about what they're working on or just any aspect of their life. And I'm there as a sounding board to listen and to give some suggestions, but always in the spirit of letting the client find their own answers. You know, I'm not there to tell them what to do, but I'm there just to help encourage them and support them. And, you know, I'm there to bounce ideas off of. And then they might also do the relaxation training, which I find is helpful. It kind of opens up the mind for coaching. And, you know, when you're relaxed, your creative thinking capabilities are better. And then for people who just do relaxation training, I can do individual sessions. I do a lot of group sessions in the community at different companies and colleges, universities, things like that. And then on a larger scale, I do experiential speaking. So like if there's a conference or an event, I can do a speaking engagement that instead of just a keynote address lecturing on stress management, I can actually take people through a guided relaxation training session, and they can feel the effects and learn about stress management by actually doing the technique. So that's a lot of fun to work with groups as well as individuals. And
yeah,
so
I can imagine.
Yeah. And I like having both the relaxation training and the life coaching, because they use different skills. You know, the life coaching is active listening and being there to support and doing a lot of interaction with an individual client. And then the relaxation, it's kind of more of a sublime presentation, you know, for people just to decompress, and I'm just guiding through, and there's usually dim lights, maybe even candles, and then I have some soothing music in the background, and I just take them through the techniques. And so it's a whole different energy, but very satisfying. You know, you get people coming in with their shoulders up to their ears, and then as the session goes on, you just watch them decompress and feel just lighter and more carefree. And so it's great job satisfaction.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine. I feel like you've been walking around spying on me with the whole shoulders up to your ears type of thing, because I feel like that's kind of something that we all kind of go through from a day-to-day
yeah.
basis. So I guess how important is it to be, I guess, in a state of rest, but also relaxation, and especially for, you know, our target market, the people that we have that usually listen and read our blog, Entrepreneurs and Business Owners, because we're always go, go, go. We have a million and one things to get done. So how important is that to us to be successful?
Yeah, I feel like entrepreneurs, and myself included, we do feel like we have to be on most of the time. So it's really important to take those times to recharge. And I think sometimes people who are on the go, they think of relaxation as just a vacation or a massage, and that's a great way to relax. But I'm talking more about practical, on-the-spot techniques that you can use to decompress. And so it's really important. And entrepreneurs give of themselves so much. And I really like working with people who give a lot of themselves because they need that refreshing feeling of relaxation, and they need to, what some people call, refill the well, because you're giving so much of yourself, you need to nourish yourself, and it's going to help you be a better entrepreneur. You're going to be able to interact with your clients so much better if you're feeling lighter and more at ease. So I think it's very important. You know, you're maintaining your energy by taking those regular breaks.
That makes sense. And yeah, it's something that I know I have struggled myself. I actually try to schedule time in order to do that. Just because, you know, when you're go, 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 you think, you know, you have a million and one things to get done, because you definitely do.
Yeah.
But it's just, how can I make sure that I understand that this is a marathon and I'm not trying to burn myself out, you know, for the long term.
Right.
So that's something we struggle with.
Yeah. And studies show that taking regular relaxation breaks actually helps you get more done, and you're going to feel a whole lot better doing it. So that's where I try to appeal to people who are very busy, that it's not just about becoming a sloth, you know, not doing anything. It's about, you know, refreshing and recharging. I'm trying to change some of my language to appeal to those busy people so I can, you know, reach them in a way that they understand. It's like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not just being lazy. It's about really recharging myself and making myself the best entrepreneur I can be by staying refreshed and focused.
That makes sense. And I mean, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't have to, like you mentioned, you don't have to go on a, you know, 7-week cruise or vacation to kind of do that. There's little small things you can do kind of during the day and kind of, I guess, during the week too, to kind of just, I guess, like you said, fill up your well again.
Yeah, it can be very short breaks, and they can be fit in at times when you might normally just be waiting in line or, you know, in traffic or something. You can use some techniques just in those brief periods, or if you're actually taking a dedicated relaxation break, it can be 1 to 5 minutes if that's all you have. In fact, I like to do this 1 minute relaxation break for people to convince them that it doesn't have to be a long time. Now, of course, doing a nice hour long session is great, and maybe starting that on a weekly basis and then building in those little relaxation breaks during the day can be helpful to kind of keep that feeling going.
Yeah, I know that, I know how traffic is in the, you know, DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. So all the relaxation techniques you have for traffic would be amazing. I'm sure everybody would definitely agree.
I want to tell you an interesting tip that I've learned about road rage. Did you know that Hawaii actually has a pretty bad road rage problem? You think, oh my gosh, it's paradise.
Oh, really?
But they have researchers there. And, you know, I think not all of Hawaii is just the vacation land. There are people living their daily lives. And so
right.
you know, I just thought that was interesting. There's this really great website. I think it's called drdriving.org, and they give all these road rage tips and stuff. And so I just thought I'd throw that in there for people who do get kind of stressed out during traffic.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, if I see anybody, I'll definitely let them know about that website for sure. That's so interesting because I know that, like you mentioned, I sometimes feel like if people go on vacations or they go on trips, sometimes you go to try to refresh and to relax, but sometimes the opposite happens. So the fact that you said that about, you know, Hawaii and how it's supposed to be like this exotic place that you go to and there's no worries and it's kind of like, you know, not of this world, that you can still experience a lot of stress and you need that relaxation in your life.
Yes, and that's why it's helpful to think of relaxation in different ways. There's definitely the kind we all think of, the vacations and the spa and all that, but then there's also the practical side of relaxation that's very accessible, and you can use it in your daily life to actually decompress and to release tension from your body and stuff. So I always think it's helpful to think of those different ways of relaxing. And, you know, it's always great to book a vacation, but in the meantime, you can do some of these things, you know?
Exactly,
until that vacation comes.
Right. So I guess what other, like, kind of tips or advice that would you give for us to be able to relax if we're, especially the entrepreneurs and business owners that are go, go, go?
Well, I might have touched on this a little bit, but I think one of the first things is to recognize the value of relaxation so that you do make it a priority. And the best way to do that is to really experience a deeply relaxed state. So whether you go to some type of class or individual session, to feel that and then put that value on it so that you can make it a priority. And then I think it's helpful to start by committing to a weekly relaxation session. You know, it could be a class, it could be an individual session, it can even be setting aside time to listen to a guided relaxation recording, but just having that dedicated time once a week that you can look forward to. And then once you get that going, you can start layering in relaxation techniques on a daily basis during those short times that we talked about. And to me, that is a successful strategy. You know, you first realize it's a priority, then you do that commitment once a week, and then you start making it that daily practice. And the more you practice, then the more likely you'll be able to do it on the fly. I like to call relaxation on the fly, because when you need it most, it's good to have it accessible to you. And if you've already practiced it through the week, when you really need it, if you're in an argument or you're in traffic or something, you can remember a quick technique to do and use it, and then it'll diffuse that situation in the moment. And that, to me, is the ultimate goal for relaxation training, to give you that access when you really need it.
Wow, that's powerful. It's kind of like a muscle, so to speak, where if you know yourself, you know that this triggers me, I can do this because this helped me out before. And if you keep practicing it, then it'll become kind of more second nature.
Yeah. I have this one client that she and her mom came to class for a long time, like very regularly. And then she said she found at work, when she'd be stressed, she would pick this favorite technique she had learned from the class. It's called hand breathing, where you imagine the air coming in through your fingertips and moving through your body. It's kind of a strange concept, but it can be really helpful. And she goes, I'll be sitting at my desk and I can remember that hand breathing and I can get back into that relaxed feeling that I remember from the class. And I think, yeah, that's relaxation training at work. That is cool.
There you go. That is awesome. Awesome. And I guess, does meditation kind of overlap, or does that include, like, how does that kind of fit into what people can do to kind of become or get in that more relaxed state?
Yeah. For some people, meditation is the end all be all. That's the ultimate goal, and that's what they want to do. And that's good. I mean, I've read statistics that between 8 to 10% of the U.S. population have a regular meditation practice, and that's great. But I kind of work with that other 90% or so that struggles with it. You know, like, uh-huh. Not everyone can sign up to take a trip to an ashram and learn, you know, full-time meditation and everything. It can be a struggle. So why I like relaxation training is there's this whole variety of techniques, and meditation is one of them. So whereas mm-hmm. some people say meditation is the end-all be-all, I say meditation is one of many wonderful techniques. So I find that if you get at the different layers of stress through these different techniques, like doing some breathing, maybe doing some muscle relaxation, either tensing and releasing different muscle groups, or maybe using some imagery, like imagining a healing ball of energy soothing your muscles, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then some guided imagery where you're letting your mind play and imagine wonderful scenes, and then getting to some meditation. And I like to do guided meditation because that's kind of my thing. And I mm-hmm. really have found loving kindness meditation to be a very helpful one. And it appeals to almost anyone because it doesn't conflict with anyone's beliefs. It's all about mm-hmm. universal, unconditional love, first for yourself and then to near and dear ones and eventually all living things. So it's kind of a nice way to end a relaxation training session. And then some people, if they want, then they can just go into a silent meditative state. Or practicing that these techniques can be a path to meditation. You know, you're getting at the different like muscle tension and, you know, all that, and then you can be relaxed enough to try sitting in that silent meditation, which can be a challenge. But if, you know, you're going in cold, it can be really hard. But if you're warmed up with some of the other techniques, then people have a much easier time doing it. So, and then some people might eventually just switch to only doing meditation, but others just enjoy all the different techniques. And so they just kind of keep them all as like a toolbox. So that's kind of my take on it. Meditation is definitely a part of what I do, but it isn't, I don't consider myself a meditation teacher. I am a relaxation training, relaxation coach, you know, kind of thing, where I like to provide a whole bunch of techniques for people to use and try.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely great to hear because, you know, I always wanted to do, you know, more meditation, but I think, you know, like you said, going on a huge meditation retreat, that sounds like so much, but to be able to know that you can, that is a kind of a tool in your arsenal, but it's not the entire part of being able to be in that relaxed state. It's just like a piece of something that you can do, but you can also do these other things that can kind of fit in.
Yeah, I think more people can relate to general relaxation techniques than just silent meditation. Some people just can't relate to that, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. They can relax in many ways, or maybe they'll get to that place. But, you know, it's like, hey, we're dealing with the real world here. Not everybody's a yogi. And, you know, yogis are great, but we're not all yogis. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I like to be really accessible to people so they feel non-threatened. You know, they just feel like they can come and do some techniques and feel the effects without, you know, having to go deep into meditation, you know, study and all that and the theories and stuff. It's like, that's fine for some people, but I'm always kind of working with the general public. So I am relaxation for the people.
There you go. That's your new tagline.
I guess so.
I like that. You have to trademark that before anybody else hears this. So I guess somebody that might hear this, whether they be a business owner or a non-business owner, I guess could you take us through your services of what you do and also how people can actually begin to work with you and figure out how to be like more relaxed?
Sure. Well, first I'll describe some of the ways people can work with me on an individual basis.
Okay.
Since I'm a life coach, that's one, you know, and as I said before, usually people meet with me about once every other week. I start out with a free introductory session so they can get an idea of if coaching is right for them, because you know how we talked mm-hmm. about therapy versus coaching. So if they mm-hmm. have the idea, yep, this is what I need, then start meeting about every other week. And they can come to me and talk about whatever is on their mind. It can be business stuff, it can be personal things, it can be relationships, whatever. And I'm there as like a objective, non-judgmental sounding board, so they can bounce ideas off and get some support. And it's like this time too that's just for themselves, that they can talk about and think about whatever they want. And then either in addition to life coaching or separately, I do relaxation training on an individual basis with people. People who really like that private, customized experience as opposed to a group. So with my life coaching clients, I might do those extended sessions where we do some coaching, some relaxation training, or maybe they'll come to this weekly class that I do that I'll talk about more later. And then people who just do individual relaxation training sessions with me, they can schedule those any way they want. I can do them on the phone or I can do them in person if they live in the Twin Cities. And just taking them through those guided relaxation techniques. And I have a lot of different ones and I can kind of customize it to what they want. And we can meet as often or as occasionally as they like. And then another individual way that I work with people is through my recordings. People can purchase recordings, either downloading them off my website, or they can buy CDs at a variety of online stores. And that's a way to practice at home, and anybody can do that. They're available worldwide, so they can just listen to those techniques, and I just kind of take them through a session as if it was in person. And then in terms of groups, there's experiential speaking engagements. And what I realized for years, what I called classes, were really these experiential speaking engagements. And I've talked to a lot of speakers, and they're like, what you've been doing is similar to what we do, only instead of doing like a keynote address or lecture, I'm actually taking them through an experience. And so it's a nice way to do an event where an organization is looking for something a little more interactive and experiential as opposed to just someone getting up there and talking. So that's one way I work in groups. And that would probably be for big events or conferences, things like that. And then I also do custom relaxation training sessions for medium or small size groups. I can go to companies and it can be a one-time session, or I can book, you know, a series of sessions if they want some ongoing learning and support. And, you know, I go to colleges, universities, companies all over the place. So that's kind of a nice way that I work with people. And then I have my weekly relaxation class that's, you know, for people who live in the Twin Cities. And I've been doing that the whole 10 years that I've been doing my business. And I've committed to Wednesday nights, every Wednesday, unless I'm deathly ill or out of town, I set up. And whether it's one person who comes or six, seven, eight, you know, it's usually a fairly small group. But I like to have that resource for people in my area. They know if they need it, they can come on a Wednesday night and build it into their schedule. And so I've got a pretty nice cushy space here. I'm actually sitting in it while I'm talking to you. It's the first floor of a duplex, and I have all these cushy like recliners and couches and stuff. So it's really nice for relaxation. And then the
I'm visualizing that right now.
Visualize it. And then at night, I dim the lights, I have candles. And right now during the winter season, I have these, do you know what snow village is? Those little buildings that are lit up that people have in their houses?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, they're really cool. And, you know, each one is lit up. So when I turn down the lights, there's just these twinkling lights of all these little buildings that I have, you know, like up on top of my bookcases and on the mantle and stuff. And so they kind of do half my job for me. People walk in and they're already relaxed by that. It's like, oh, good.
There you go.
So that's fun. And then the last way that I work like with groups, it'd be through wellness programs that companies have. You know, I can offer volume discounts on my recordings. I can slip it into an employee packet or something, or give it as an incentive. And then I can do some of those specialized in-person sessions as a part of a company's wellness program. So that's kind of the list. I know I was kind of going on and on there, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask me about them.
No, that sounds good. I mean, it's good to know that you're able to do all those things, because that's essentially what I was thinking of. You know, an individual might need something versus somebody that's an employee or a business owner, or even somebody mm-hmm. that actually owns the business where they want to do it for their entire team. So it's good that you provide yeah. like that range of services and that support for that.
Yeah, it's nice having a range of services to offer, and then people can just pick what makes sense. You know, sometimes like with a small business owner, sometimes they'll have me do like a retreat for their staff, mm-hmm. you know, if mm-hmm. it's kind of like a thank you or something. It's kind of nice to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I guess one of the next questions that I usually ask is if, you know, you visualize that you're holding like a crystal ball, and you're thinking about 3 to 5 years in advance, like, where do you see your business, and what do you think you'll be doing?
What I'd really like to develop are some long-standing relationships with companies where I can provide some ongoing support in the relaxation training area, because I found if people do it over time, then, again, it becomes ingrained and they're more likely to use it when they need it most. And over the years of my business, I tend to do a lot more one-offs. I've had some ongoing work with, like, Department of Transportation and some other companies, but I'd like to foster that more. And I'm particularly interested in colleges and universities, but I also, you know, like to work with nonprofits, corporations, other organizations to really develop that relationship and give people a chance to fully enjoy relaxation training and feel those benefits of like an ongoing series of sessions. So that's my main goal for these next few years, is to get some regular clients like that. That would be really rewarding for me, and to see a bigger impact of what I do. Because sometimes I'll just do a one-off and then I'm not sure, you know, it's like, it's nice to see people over time and see those benefits. So.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that makes perfect sense, because I think you're, you know, very much so kind of quote unquote ahead of your time, because, you know, you start to hear more and more that these companies that have large number of employees that are just go, 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 they're startups and they're just go, go, go yeah. all the time. But now there's definitely a transition happening where even Arianna Huffington wrote I forgot the name of her book, but it was about taking a nap in the middle of the day, and how important it is yeah. to take time to kind of sleep and things like that. So people are starting to kind of pay attention to the importance of not just keeping your employee for, you know, the next 6 months, but keeping them for the next 5 years, and how they can implement little small things, but over time can keep them there and keep them energized and ready to kind of do a great job.
Yeah. And I've found that what is really important is for, you know, especially with any kind of organization where the leadership and management are participating along with the staff. You know, it's very motivating to have everyone involved participating, and there's something about the energy that's created by relaxing together. And, you know, like if it were at a college situation, you see your history professor relaxing along with you, or if you're in a corporation mm-hmm. seeing your manager or something. I think there's something about that, and it's saying, this is important. We're all going to participate. And it's just so motivating, and it can be a very good morale boosting activity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely agree. So I guess for, you know, going back to like the entrepreneurs and business owners that we talked about and that, you know, mostly listen, what additional advice would you give to them? Whether it be relaxation techniques or it just be any general business advice that you would give?
Well, I can think of two main things. And I learned the first one the hard way. It's really important to get to know people before you collaborate with them, whether it's an organization or individuals. Be careful who you collaborate with, because I've had situations where I haven't really gotten to know somebody. I've jumped into a situation and realized that they don't share my values and vision. So that would be important. You know, it's fun to collaborate, but it's got to be a good fit. So that's one thing I would suggest. And the other, I highly recommend developing a relationship with at least one mentor. I have found that the experience and the perspective that a mentor provides is so valuable, and it just helps you as you're navigating your business. So I meet with my mentor a couple times a month, and it's just been such a great experience. So those are the two things I would recommend.
Awesome, awesome, awesome advice. Yeah, because I know definitely being able to kind of tap into someone else's knowledge or even their different perspective, it's huge, just because it can help you see things that sometimes when you're going through the day and day of business, you miss things or you don't see things because you're too close to it. So I love the second one for sure.
Yeah. Been helpful.
And is there, I guess, anything additional that you would want to tell our readers or our listeners about you or what they can do to kind of get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me, I love email. My email address is beth@atimeforexpression.com, or they can just visit my website at atimeforexpression.com. And I'm very responsive to emails. And then if you visit my website, you can kind of take a look at the different things we've been talking about here and seeing if I could be helpful. And I'm always here to answer questions about relaxation training and just general wellness or life coaching. So I am here as a resource. That's what I kind of see myself as, a resource for both relaxation and then personal growth in general.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much, I guess, for taking time out of your schedule. I really appreciate it. This is very relaxing interview, so I definitely appreciate that. And we'll definitely make sure to have your links to your website and also a link to your email address so that anybody that's interested can contact you. But Beth, I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Gresham. I wish you a wonderful week.
All right, thank you.